I welcome you back to the life of Samuel. We've been kind of looking in Samuel's life about every other week now for several weeks, and going to be the same the next 2 weeks. Samuel is a great person to study in the Bible. I think the life of Samuel is a great study because there's so many practical things that Samuel dealt with and that we see in his life. Samuel, I think, is a great person of the Old Testament. I don't mean by that that he was perfect in any way, but we learn a lot from his life and a lot from the good things that God did in his life. Some of the stories that we're moving toward in Samuel are just so interesting and full of truth that I believe if we seek God's Spirit, God can apply every single scripture, every single story to our lives. And so I invite you to continue to think with me and read the book of 1 Samuel if you're able to do that. Samuel's life is given to us in a lot of detail. And there are quite a few people in the Bible like that, but what's interesting about Samuel is he's the first prophet that we read a lot of detail about in the Bible. And so there's a kind of a complete picture from before he was born until after he died. And so we think of him as a great prophet, the early prophet, the first prophet that's really chronicled in the Bible. But also, Samuel's life, where it fits into the Old Testament, kind of comes and represents the end of one time period and the beginning of a new time period in Old Testament history. Samuel lived at the end of the time of the Judges, which was kind of a defined time period of 300 to 350 years, where Israel was ruled by basically both men and women who stepped up to be a leader in a crucial time, maybe in a difficult time, and they led, and Israel sometimes responded to their leadership and sometimes they did not. And we have people like Gideon and Samson and Deborah and actually 16 prophets during this time period. Well, Samuel becomes the last, or not prophets, I should say judges. Samuel becomes the last judge in Israel. And so he kind of ends out that time period that started with Joshua as the Israelite people came into the land. And then there's these 16 leaders who kind of roughly led Israel, but none of them for a long time and with a firm hand, but Samuel kind of brings to a close that time period, and then the new time period of the Old Testament begins with the coming of the kings of Israel. First Saul, and then David and Solomon, and then that series of kingship. Well, Samuel's life bridges the gap between the judges of Israel and the kings of Israel, and he was involved with both, and the life of Eli, who was the next to last judge, and then Samuel himself, and then as Saul becomes king of Israel. Well, what I want to focus on today and I want us to think about today is the character within Samuel. When we think about Samuel, I at least, as I read about the stories of his life, there's so many character issues that are evident in who Samuel was and what he did and what he learned and how he put him into practice. And the example that he gives us, I think, is pretty good. Samuel put into practice many moral values that we can learn from, and just observing what it says in the text and reading what it says in the text, excuse me, gives us an opportunity to see the character that developed in Samuel. And there's some good examples, reminders to us of basic character issues that God desires in his people. If you have your Bible, I'm going to read from several places, but I want to focus on chapter 3, beginning at verse 19. If you want to read from kind of the beginning point that I want to start with today, and then I'm going to read some other verses from Samuel and some other places. But 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 19 says, "The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word." We do know some things about Samuel, both in the beginning of his life and in the middle part of his life and at the end of his life. And there are things about his character that we see throughout the time period of Samuel's life. we do know, and we've kind of looked at the last few weeks, that Samuel's early days give us some pictures of his developing character. We certainly read about the faith of his mother and how his mother's faith and her prayer to God and her seeking God's Spirit and making a promise and God answering that prayer brought about the life of Samuel, that he would also be given to the service of the Lord. We know that from a very early time, there must have been a faith that was growing in Samuel and been communicated to him about his mother. And so when we think about character, we can see that Samuel's character began to develop at a very young age. We're reminded of Proverbs chapter 22. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. There's a deep truth to that proverb, that God says that when the faith of the parents are communicated to the children, that something happens there. It may not always seem evident. It may seem like there's a time when you wonder, is the faith of the parents going to be connected to the children? Is it going to be passed on? But the principle that we have in Proverbs is that God says, when we train up a child in a way he should go, when he's old, he would not depart from it. And that's an important promise for us. That's important for us to remember as parents. And as we look at our children, that every day is a day of forming and fashioning and pouring into our children. There's a little baby out on the top steps. Okay, somebody grabbed him. All right. Cute hat. I'm afraid he's going to fall backwards. Character begins in the life of a child, and how important in Samuel's life and Hannah's life. Everything we read about Hannah is she had a great faith in God, and she wanted to train up her son Samuel. She was faithful to bring him to the temple when she said that she would, and then every year she would come and bring him food and linen garments, and I don't know how often they were together, but in those first few years, we sensed that there was a real closeness, at least especially with Samuel and his mother. I have to believe that the character that Samuel began to develop, the tenderness, the teachability that Samuel had, the obedience that he came at a very young age, had to come in part because of that that nurturing of his mother and how important it is, how important it was for Samuel. It's recorded of Samuel somewhere between the age of about 3 and 12. I mean, most people believe that he would have been weaned about the age of 3 or so, and probably when the Lord spoke to him at the age 12 in chapter 2, and we looked at part of that story. This is what is said of Samuel. And the boy continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with men. Boy, that's a pretty neat description of a little boy, of a young man, of a child, of maybe an early teenager. He continued to grow physically, but also in favor with the Lord and with men. You may recognize this verse because there's two people in the Bible of which this is said. Of course, Samuel here, and then of Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. And the words of Jesus are spoken, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and men. And so, when Luke recorded that, he obviously knew the scripture in 1 Samuel, and to think that Samuel's character that early on was evident of a deep character, of a deep relationship with God is something to see within Samuel. Well, Samuel's character was in development all of his life, and we see places and stories and stages along the way of his growth as you move through the book of 1 Samuel, and you see him encounter problems. You see him step and stand up for righteousness. And you see him speak for the Lord and speak out. And you just see all along the way that Samuel's character is developing, and he is becoming a man of God at every year that passes by. And so there's some things specifically from his character that we can look at. I want to name some qualities that are especially from the early part of his life, but there are also some ones that are later on in 1 Samuel that also are very good. The first quality that I want to highlight this morning was Samuel's ability to listen. There's something about Samuel that strikes me. He was very teachable. He had this hunger in his heart to listen and to hear what God said to him. I think not only was he listening, but he shows a teachable spirit. Lord, tell me what you want me to hear. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And we get this picture of this little boy. I don't know what it looked like, but somehow he's laying in bed and he hears a voice and he thinks it's Eli's, and three times, and Eli kind of says to him, well, Eli, it's not me, it must be the Lord. So next time when the voice says, calls your name, then respond, here, Lord, your servant is listening. And you know, that just seems to me like a light bulb that came on in Samuel's heart, because he becomes a great listener. He's listening to God's Spirit whenever he speaks to him. He's listening to the Word of the Lord. The Word of the Lord is so important to him. And you know, to develop good character, to develop the character that God wants, it begins with listening to God and saying, God, I need to hear from you, to be humbled in your spirit, to be teachable. And I believe that early on in Samuel's life, he had a humble spirit. And he was open to being led by the Lord and instructed by God's Spirit. He chose God as his authority. He chose the words of the Lord as being his absolute authority. God was in charge of his life. I think of Samuel. He settled that question early on in his life. Who's going to be in charge of who I am? Who's going to be the voice that speaks into my life and into my circumstances and into my calling? And he settled that question. He was listening. He was obedient. He was responsive. And he became a vessel that God used in a mighty way. So he was teachable, and he said, God, whatever you want to say to me, I am willing to hear it. I am willing to change. I'm willing to be what you want me to. And then God used him in a mighty way. God had put his finger on Samuel early on. He chose him, and he used him in part through the faith of his mother Hannah. But also, Samuel had to make the choices and the decisions to be teachable. He had to make the decision to be listening, and his life to me is an example of someone who was listening. I also see in Samuel and in these early chapters that Samuel faithfully served. He faithfully served. We read three times in these two chapters how Samuel is serving the Lord. He is serving Eli. In verse 11 of chapter 2, the first reference says, Then Elkanah went home to Ramah, but the boy ministered before the Lord under Eli the priest. Again, he was probably 3 or 4 years old. And early on, he learns to serve. Early on, he learns a servanthood heart. And I have to believe that that was very important for the development of Samuel's character. He learned to serve. He learned to serve others. He learned to serve Eli. He learned to take care of the things in the temple and whatever jobs there were. And then verse 18 of the same chapter, we read again. But Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod. Again, where was Samuel for these 9 years between the time that his mother brought him and then the Lord spoke to him and gave him the calling? He was serving the Lord. It was serving the Lord that led to God putting his hand on Samuel's life and saying, Samuel, I have a job for you. I have a message for you to give. I'm calling you as my priest, as my prophet. And then one more time in chapter 3, verse 1, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. And it says, in those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. I mean, Samuel was faithful in the dry times too. And apparently it was pretty dry in Israel during those days. The time of the judges were not a great day, a great time for the Israelite people in their relationship to God. They would be hot and cold and back and forth. And in those days, the word of the Lord was rare and there were not very many visions. In other words, there were not very many people who were listening to God. There wasn't very many times that God was able to break through and get a hold of people's hearts and change them. But all during this time, quietly, behind the scenes, I just see this little boy who continues to minister before the Lord, faithfully serving day in and day out and year in and year out. Samuel served the Lord, and I believe that helped him to build his character. Serving others builds characters. When you have a servanthood heart toward people, when you have a heart that's thinking about serving God and serving others, it develops an attitude that's pleasing to God. It develops a character on the inside. It makes you attractive to God and to other people to have a servanthood heart. and Samuel served both God and Eli. I also see in Samuel a kindness. You might think, well, where does that come from in this story? Well, you remember when God told Samuel what was going to happen to Eli and his family, that he's going to bring judgment on Eli's house. And also at the same time, he said, Samuel, I'm calling you to be my prophet. And then Samuel, it says, he laid back down and went to sleep, and he wasn't quick to get up and tell Eli the prophecy. He wasn't gloating about it. It says, in fact, that he was afraid to. It was a heavy message, and Samuel was reluctant to go into Eli and tell his mentor, to tell Eli all about what God was going to do to him. Now, Samuel probably didn't know that Eli already knew that, and God had already sent a prophet to Eli to tell him that. But we see in Samuel that he wasn't quick to tell him. It says, Samuel lay down until morning and then opened the doors of the house of the Lord. He was afraid to tell Eli the visions, but Eli called to him, Samuel, my son. Samuel answered, here am I. What was it that he said to you, Eli asked? Do not hide it from me. May God deal with you, be it ever so severely, if you hide from me anything that he told you. And then we know in the next verse that Samuel told the truth, and he told the full truth, and he told Eli exactly what God had said. So Samuel told him everything, hiding nothing from him. I think that that verse is telling of the next quality of Samuel's character that is so evident, and that is that Samuel always told the truth. Samuel had the truth in his heart, and he was honest about the words of God. Truthfulness, to me, is one of the strongest qualities of Samuel. He always told the truth. And boy, Samuel had some circumstances where it would have been easier for him to keep his mouth shut, maybe not to say anything at all. But everywhere in the stories, whenever he's confronting the king, whenever he's pronouncing judgment on Israel, whether it was good news or bad news, Samuel absolutely told the truth. All his life, Samuel was known as being the one who speaks truthfully in good times and in hard times. He stood up to evil. He stood up to evil people. He spoke the truth when it would seem like if he would, then he would probably be killed for it. He delivered God's words. Samuel absolutely wanted to deliver whatever it was that God said to him. In every example in his life, he does that. He never wavered from the truth. He was honest to the core. He was honestly telling the words of God, absolutely. Both the judgment of God and the mercy of God, he spoke the truth. If you want to study someone who is steady in the line of fire, Samuel would be that man, because no matter what was going on, he spoke the truth. There was a genuineness and a consistency to Samuel's life. He didn't change the truth based on how people felt. He didn't change the truth based on what the circumstances were. He always spoke the truth. Because I believe Samuel treasured God's words. Samuel uniquely in the Bible to me seems to reflect this character issue of how much he treasured God's word. Samuel seemed to live and die on whatever God said to him. And he absolutely treasured everything that God said. There was such respect in Samuel's heart for God's word that, of course, it wasn't in the printed form that it is for us today, but he's a great example of treasuring the word of God. The psalm that I read a few minutes ago from Psalm chapter 19 has this list that David wrote about how precious the word of the Lord is and how valuable the counsel of the Lord is. And we're reminded by Samuel, reminded that psalm, of how precious the Word of God is, how precious the truth of God is, how precious the voice of God is, that we should treasure the voice of the Lord in our hearts and our lives. We have the opportunity and the privilege to treasure something that's worth a great deal. And Samuel is a great example of that. To Samuel, what God said to him and truth that God revealed to him was valuable. It was insightful. It was precious. And he held on to the words of God so closely. He held on to whatever God said to him. I think of the scripture, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And for Samuel, everything that God said just opened up to him the truth of who God was and what was going to happen. And in Israel, God was close to Samuel, and Samuel was close to God. When we think about people in the Bible, we realize that some of them, they just seem like, well, God put His hand on them and used them in a great way. But all along the way, Samuel had to respond to that. He had to make the choices of it. Character is like that. God wants to work in your heart and your life. God wants to use you to be an influence in the people around you. And you always have a choice about the character in your life. Whether you're going to live the truth that God shows you, whether or not you're going to speak the truth, whether or not you're going to reflect the fullness of the armor of God. You have an opportunity to choose character in your life. You make the choices about who you are. And Samuel, to me, puts that into practice. God was close to Samuel. God did call Samuel. But I want you also to see that Samuel made choices all along the way. God didn't force Samuel to be a godly man. God didn't force Samuel to always tell the truth. God didn't force Samuel to be a servant and serve people and serve Eli and serve the Lord all his life. Samuel chose to do that, and God used him in a beautiful and a powerful and an amazing way. Samuel was very close to the Lord. Look at verse 21. It says, "The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word." There is this connection with Samuel there at Shiloh. That's where the tabernacle was at the time, and it's kind of like the first capital of Israel. Kind of unofficial, it was the spiritual place where God's presence was, and they understood the glory of the Lord and the Ark of the Covenant and the tabernacle, and this all represented the voice of God and the presence of God. And Samuel would go there to hear from God. He would go there to hear the glory of God, to hear the words of the Lord. And I just imagine Samuel day after day, I want to get back to Shiloh. I want to go back to that place and hear the word of the Lord. And there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word. Of course, the Old Testament, the revelation of God and how he spoke to people is a little different than today. We have the scriptures. We have the Holy Spirit alive in our hearts and our lives, and he wants to reveal to us in the same way that he wanted to reveal to Samuel. You wonder where God's voice is today. I want you to know that God wants to be close to you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to draw you to his truth and to his best. And God wants to reveal himself. Put your name in there today in the same way that he revealed himself to Samuel. And what's the result of God revealing himself to Samuel? You go back to verse 19. "The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his words fall to the ground." I love this verse. I think this is a beautiful truth about God's truth and about Samuel. He let none of his words fall to the ground. You know, Samuel's character was so genuine that God knew it and God saw it, and God was close to him, and Samuel was close to God. And it says, "And he let none of his words fall to the ground." You know, everything Samuel said, God said, "Yep, you're right on. You're speaking my heart. You're speaking truth. You're living it out, Samuel." There was a closeness. There was a connection. There's a beauty to that verse. The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his words fall to the ground. You know, Samuel's words weren't meaningless. They weren't trite. They weren't rhetoric. They were meaningful because he reflected the heart of God. What an example for us. Samuel, because of this, also had a good reputation. I think about the life of Samuel. One word that to me just kind of describes who Samuel was would be reputation. He was known for his character. He was known for his consistency. Everywhere he went, people saw Samuel and said, "Yeah, he's the man of God. Yeah, he's a man who speaks the truth. Yeah, he's a man that does what God has called him to do." He was trustworthy and a great reputation. I think of Proverbs, another verse from Proverbs chapter 22. "A good name is more desirable than great riches, to be esteemed better than silver or gold." Samuel had a deep character because he sought God, and he also had a great influence because he was genuine on the inside. Samuel lived an amazing life. God used him in an amazing way. His character, his influence was lasting. It lasted through Saul and into David's life. And for 40 years, he was the judge and the last judge, the new prophet, the one who bridged the gap for the kings of Israel. His influence was lasting. In him truly was fulfilled the words in chapter 2, verse 35. This is what the Lord said about Samuel. I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and my mind. Think about that as a summary of Samuel's life. I'll raise up a faithful priest who will do according to what's in God's heart and mind. That is a picture of a man who honors God, whose character is deep, who is genuine, who has made the decision, God's in charge. He's the authority in my life, and I will do whatever is in the heart of God, in His heart and His mind. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You this morning for the life of Samuel. I thank You for the example that he gives us of a little boy who was teachable, a little boy who learned early on to listen, a little boy who very early on was able to humble his spirit before God and say, God, I need Your teaching and Your leading. And for all the days of Samuel's life, he sensed the presence of God. He sensed the voice of God to speak to him and show him His truth. I thank You for that example from Samuel's life. And Lord God, I pray that You would teach us about character. These aspects of His character that I've mentioned, and I'm sure there's many others. Lord, whatever it is that You'd want us to focus on, and maybe in our lives to ask the question, God, how can I be more genuine? How can I be more truthful? How can I be more teachable in my spirit? How can I, Lord, be the man or the woman that You want me to be? Help us to have that attitude and that spirit. We do have the words of the Lord in front of us. We have them in our lives that we can listen to and learn from. I pray, God, that we would cherish God's Word in our hearts and in our lives. Help us, God, to cherish the truth of God and hold on to it tightly. We know that the world around us and the culture around us would absolutely confuse us about what truth is. And just as there is truth, there's also deception. Help us, God, to recognize that and hold on to the words of God, I pray. We thank You for Your Word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.